The easiest way to push my mind in a positive direction is to persistently focus on positive things. Four simple steps allow me to create a consistently positive mind. First, I turn on my good finder and focus on everything that's good in my life. Second, I look at the pictures of my dreams. I stay focused on them by putting their picture in my memory banks. Third, I review my power graphics and drive their positive message deep into my mind. Fourth, I recite positive self-talk to push my inner voice in a positive direction. These four steps are the price I pay to have a positive mind. I can make my mind as positive as I want. All I need to do is maintain a positive focus. A persistently positive focus creates a consistently positive mind. How do you create a consistently positive mind? It's actually quite simple. You simply maintain a persistently positive focus. A positive mind is not an accident. It's something that you do on purpose. I wish I had known this when I was 18 years old. My life would have been a lot less turbulent, and I wouldn't have struggled so hard with all of my challenges. Although I had grit, goals, and God on my side, things would have been easier if I had a persistently positive focus. It's easy to be positive for a nanosecond, but being positive for days and weeks is hard. And that's where persistence comes in. You have to relentlessly keep at it if you want to make it happen. The only way to have a consistently positive mind is to live with intention. You have to do it on purpose. That means you create and execute a program that bombards your mind with positive things all day long. What do you put in your program? Number one, you put in positive self-talk. Number two, positive affirmations. Number three, positive scriptures. Number four, positive podcasts. Number five, positive pictures. Number six, positive music. Number seven, positive books. And number eight, positive memorization. You have at least 16 waking hours each day in which you need to fill your mind with positive things. Any combination of these eight things can maintain a persistently positive focus. Being consistently positive is an attainable goal, but it's not going to happen by accident. You will have to do it on purpose. If you really want to be positive, nobody can stop you. Imagine what a football team would be like with a negative quarterback. How many games would the team win if the quarterback had negative thoughts about all of his plays? He would be continually sacked, and when he threw a pass, the opposing team would intercept it. A negative quarterback does not get positive results. If you want to have a good life, you must make a persistently positive focus the quarterback for your mind. It must call all the plays and maintain a continually positive focus. That's the only way you can win your dreams. You don't need to have a positive quarterback running in your mind only part of the time. You need one all of the time. A persistently positive focus creates a consistently positive mind.